Hey, Owen, I got an idea.
What's your idea,
Why
Rory?
doesn't DC make a better than average movie since the Batman ones?
I don't know.
Why did they crank up the grab the grit meter and crank it till it broke off and now it's stuck? And Aquaman's gonna end up being some emo dude with black hair and some trident looking like, I don't know.
Because
He looks.
DC can't compete with
I
Marvel.
know, they're just like, okay, so let's see. Wait, oh no, what? They're doing Captain America
Oh,
versus Iron Man?
dude.
Captain America versus Iron Man? Rich guy versus super strong guy? We gotta do that. Come on, guys. Batman versus Superman. Okay, was that a weird movie that no one heard about? Oh, we'll do Suicide Squad. It's just that. Avengers was successful. Let's do our own Avengers with the Justice League. Everyone will like that. DC. Meh.
Meh.
Anyways, welcome to the Crit One Podcast, the number one podcast you're listening to right now. I'm the host of the show, Rory, and with me today is
Owen. That's me.
That's him.
Alright, guys. So today in this episode, we're doing a couple things. I
Yeah.
know, I think it was back at episode 6, we started a game of Rifts. We don't really remember what it's about because we did all the Cowboys and Aliens RPG
Yeah,
and
and
Max and
what.
Ruby episodes, which you'll learn about more later, but now we're coming back to it, and we have a couple of really fun announcements for some good stuff that's happened in the podcast. First of all, we have released a new website. If you haven't checked it out, it's crit1podcast.weebly.com. We
It's
updated it.
the same URL as the last one, so if you've ever been to our. We just made a new website and changed the URL of the old one.
So we changed the layout. It looks a lot better now. It's not just one huge picture of our logo and then a couple words to the side. It's actually kind of organized now. We have episodes 2 through 9, and it's just a lot easier. We're still updating it though, so just keep that in mind as you explore a new site.
Yes, and no matter when you're listening to this episode, we only have episodes 2 through 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, time travel.
All right, so also, in case you haven't noticed, we do have an iTunes, but it was only through episodes 2 through 5.
Yeah, it's trash.
So after a lot of work, about an hour and a half of me writing RSS feed code, we have officially
Yeah.
updated our iTunes. We just got a response like an hour ago saying that
It's legit. It's ready to
yeah.
go. Yeah, so me and Lucas basically locked Owen in a room with no food or water and told him he was gonna write XML feed or starve to death.
It was
And he did.
terrible.
It was horrible. He's filing a claim, but we've got him chained down now and he's gotta finish this episode before he gets to that.
All right. So anyways, it's updated. It's got episodes 2 through 9. It's just a lot more organized. We're just hoping to make our podcast a little bit better. I know we might come off as crappy,
We're gonna
but that
improve.
but just but. Okay.
Yeah.
So
Well, you said, I know we're coming off as crappy, but that's what you just said. Next piece of news. Peter Dinklage has agreed to be on one of our episodes in the future, so that's going to be coming out soon. Okay, now getting on with
Who's
the
Peter
podcast. He's Okay, so
Help
now
me out.
getting on with the podcast. Owen today will be playing. We'll be playing our game of Rifts, finishing up the one from last time. So I believe last time we left off, Owen was playing a crazy and he
Crazy.
blown up a bank or something in a town.
Yeah, it was
And
a
so he's
bank because I wanted money.
yeah, and he just killed a glitter boy and is running away from guards. Am I right?
Yeah,
Okay.
we got that.
So this is gonna be kind of a short episode. We're just gonna wrap that up. And we're ready to get started.
Yeah.
Cool. So Owen, you are running through
Running through the town.
The city. It's dark. It's at night. Most people can't see. It's pitch black, but the streets are light illuminated by the lamp posts. You see behind you at least 15 guards with armor, not heavy armor, just like breastplates kind
All
of,
right.
and pistols charging at you. You've got your friends. You don't know where your friends went from earlier, but that you assume that they ran off somewhere. And you can reconvene with them later. What do you want to do?
All right.
You've got a couple options on what you can do.
I have
as far as
escape artist. What does that mean?
Escape artist is a skill that you'd roll whenever you're trying to get out of like bonds or like get out of if you're tied up or like trapped in a
Oh,
box.
okay.
It's like who's that magician? Houdini.
Houdini.
Yeah, it's like the Houdini skill. I guess you
Okay.
could roll escape artist to try to like escape from the bonds of society? I don't know.
It's not a phase. It's just who I am. I'm sick of this world. The world doesn't appreciate me. Alright, that's not gonna... I don't think that's gonna work. Can I use my grappling hook and, like, hook onto something and swing away?
Oh, and, like, get on a roof or something?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so, I'm gonna have you roll a d20 and add your grappling hook attack modifier.
I don't know what that is.
Let me see. It's plus 6. So roll that and get a plus 6. You need a 15 or better.
Right 12.
Now. Okay, so...
Joy.
That is not gonna work. Let's see how many rounds it's gonna, you're gonna have before they get to you. You're gonna have one more round to take, you can take, try to take a run, like a athletics action, to, try to gain more distance from you and the guards, or you can try to grapple hook one more time to get on the roof.
I'll try and grapple hook.
Okay.
Alright, so I got a 10 plus 6.
So, that's barely gonna make it. You're gonna hook onto a, what's it called? A lamppost and run with your crazy speed and do a flip and like land on top of a roof.
Nice.
And continue running from there. It's going to take the guards a couple turns to get on top of the roof because they're kind of weighed down.
They're slow.
Okay. So would you like to just keep running or try to hide?
Can I like... Is there any ledges, any areas of cover on top of the building?
Yeah, there's, like, the little boxes, like in street chases, like, the air conditioners and stuff like that. The stories, you're running along, roofs, and they're about 2 and 3 stories high.
Okay. Would my rifle have enough range to hit some guards?
Yeah, absolutely.
Alright.
It would be hard to get to line of sight, but you could wait till they get on top of that, but that would mean you'd lose the advantage of them having to climb up on it, because... You'd be waiting for
so them. There's no way I can hit them from where they are now.
I guess you could. You take a penalty to the roll, but I'll let you try.
Alright.
Alright.
D20?
Yep, D20 plus 7.
14.
That's gonna hit, and he's gonna use one of his dodges. Pass me that. I'm gonna get some of my own dice. You need some of those.
Scrub dice.
Oh yeah, I got new dice, and they're sweet. Cause, yeah. I've got a dice problem. I just, gotta have them. So yeah. Okay, so he is going to fail to dodge your attack, roll your damage on your,
D6?
Yeah.
I'm getting this now. I got a 6.
Okay, so roll a D4 times 10.
Oh, so no D6. 20. Okay,
you're gonna do 20 damage and blast this guard into oblivion. It's gonna hit him in the chest and he's gonna fall off the roof.
Is he gonna hit any other guards on his way down?
No, they're going up, like, kind of one by one on a grappling, on a line. Like, grappling line.
Okay.
Like, scaling the building. So he's gonna fall off, and, the force of it's gonna knock him back, but otherwise it would.
Alright. Thinking, do I have any allies? I'm trying to think of someone I can...
You do, but they ran off.
Ugh. Are there any public areas nearby?
Let's see, you just went by the bar, you're close to that, and you're close to the bank, so you could try to make your way towards the tavern, or, like, the club place. If you'd like to get back there and try to hide in the crowd. Or you can try to get out of the city. Depends on what you want to do.
I'm probably just going to get out of the city. So, I'll just keep running. Whatever okay. I do for that.
So, you're going to put your rifle up and keep on running. So, you're going to have... You have 3 rounds to make actions before they catch you.
Alright.
Okay.
I'll try shooting another one.
Okay, cool. So, roll your dice.
D20. Oh, got 3.
That's going to hit unless he dodges it. He's not going to dodge it.
Oh, good.
If they dodge, they can't chase after you that round. So
D4 again.
D4 times 10.
20 once again.
You're
going to
kill another guard.
Woo.
This one, it's going to hit him, and give me a flat D6. On a 3 or higher, he's going to slow down the other guards. Just roll me that.
6.
Okay, so he's going to fall on the grappling hook and slide down, and the other guards are going to have to dodge him. So, you're going to continue. Do you want to continue running, or just fire at the guards as they come up?
Do I have any, like, weapons to do, like, splash damage?
I don't know if you do. They're all kind of at the bottom of the house, of the street now. So, you're about 30 feet away from, or 30 feet away from them. You could, like, run up to them and hit the grappling hook or shoot them.
How many are there?
There's 8 left.
8 left. I'm just gonna keep trying shooting. Keep shooting.
Cool.
So I think that's gonna hit. I got 13.
Okay, so that'll hit because you had 7 to it, and he's gonna try to dodge, and he's gonna fail to dodge.
20 damage. Blast him.
Okay, so he's gonna get blasted, and what will it be, a d6?
Oh,
okay, so
good,
he's gonna
5.
Slow down the other guards, and they're not gonna be able to advance anymore. So one of them's gonna, another one's gonna pop up. You're just gonna keep firing at him.
Yeah, it's gonna be a slow game, but
yeah. You can try like shooting at the grappling hook or something.
So what do I have? Skills.
You've got a grappling hook, like a sword.
I have climbing skill. What else do I have? What's all this stuff down here?
Okay.
I'll just try the grappling hook.
This is your
hook.
Armor. Okay, so you're going to try the grappling hook?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, what are you going to do with it? Trying to swing down or shoot at the... What are you doing with the grappling hook?
So is there, like, a group of them, or are they still running?
There's a group of them trying to climb up a rope at the bottom.
All right.
Kind of like that scene in Captain, the first Captain America when they're all trying to climb up the pole.
Mm-hmm.
They can't.
So let me try and hit them.
That was a deep cut. Okay. you're trying to hit them all down there? Okay, so with the grappling hook?
Yeah.
Okay, so roll to hit with that.
Wrong one.
Yeah, that's the dice you use. Okay, so you're going to manage to hit one. So you've got him hooked on your grappling hook, on, like, his shoulder blade. So he's, like, trapped and kind of swinging. So what are you going to do with him?
Can I, like...
Basically, you're standing at the top of a roof, leaning over, and you've, like, thrown a grappling hook weapon at him, and it's hit him in the shoulder, and you've got his, like, shoulder hooked like a fish.
Is there a way I can, like, swing it back and forth so he can hit other people?
Yeah. Roll me a... Let's see. Roll me 2d12.
Alright. So I got an 8 and a 10.
So that's less than your strength score, so I'm going to let you do that. It's going to knock down all the other guards.
All of them?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's going to break his collarbone. So they're all knocked prone, and he's out of the fight. What are you going to do now?
So, did they fall off the building? Or?
Yeah. They fell off. They're all, like, they're messed up. So you can get away now.
Alright. How do you get a vehicle in Rifts? Like, what kind of vehicles
have to
do
you
have?
You know, there's tons of stuff. There's an entire dumb book full of Kevin Cimbeda trying to draw boxes connected by circles. Because that's the only art he knows how to do. But, yeah, you'd go to a place and buy one. Like, maybe out of town.
How about steal one or, like... take one.
Most of the good ships are Coalition, which are kind of like the evil, like, fascist bad guys.
Yeah.
So you have to get one for those.
Is there just anything fast? Like, what kind of ship? Are they, like, Star Wars kind of ships? Like, speeder things, or?
There's some hover... There's, like, hover bikes, and there's, like, trucks and cars.
Alright. Is there anything on the road right now?
You'd have to get to the road to find that out.
Then let me get to the road.
Okay, so I'm not gonna make you roll to get there, because at this point you've bested all the guards chasing you.
Okay,
so you are going to make it to the road. Let me pull up my PDF of that. So you're gonna get to the road and you're gonna wait. Are you gonna like start walking on the road or run or something?
Just like do a quick 360 and then figure out where everything is.
Okay, so you're outside of the town. You've climbed over the gate and the guards are all looking for you inside the town. And their glitter boy has been defeated, and you're basically, like, on the road leading into town, in the, like, kind of flanked by woods.
So no vehicles in sight?
Not right now, but if you continue down the road, I'll check to see if there are any.
Alright, then I'll do that.
Okay.
Use my crazy sprint speed.
Okay, you are gonna walk for about a mile, and you're gonna see a hover truck.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Jeep. But it doesn't have wheels, and it hovers. So it's going to be coming towards you. And on top of it, you're going to see two... They look incredibly fat. Like, not just, like, fat, but, like... You know Mojo from the X-Men?
No. Like Jabba fat?
Yeah, kind of like Jabba fat. They're like that, and they've got... They look like androids.
Okay. could I... Which one would be better at this point? Energy pistol or my rifle?
At this point, to... What do you mean? To, like, shoot them?
To shoot them.
Rifle's pretty much always going to be better.
Alright, then I'll try and shoot them with my rifle.
Okay. And so they all seem to be armed with rifles, but they're on their backs, and they're sitting in the car, and they're all laughing to each other.
Alright, so I got an 18.
Are you shooting for them or the car?
Would I still be able to use the car?
Yeah, it's probably the best idea not to shoot for the car when you're trying to ride it.
Got it. Then I'll shoot for the driver.
Okay. So, you got an 18, so that's going to hit, and it's not even going to hit the windshield. It's not even going to hit, like, the windshield. You're going to hit him from the side of the car. And so, roll damage.
30.
Okay, so this is going to knock him clean out of the car, and the car is going to... He's going to hit the brakes, and he's going to kind of explode inside the car.
Nice.
Okay, so he's exploded, and the car is stopped, and the other people get out to see what's happening.
Okay.
Would you like to try to fight them, or just stealth your way into the car and drive off?
Stealth my way.
Okay, so what's your prowl skill?
20, I think. Plus 20.
Oh, plus 20%. So, I think that puts you, like, 60% for prowl. So, roll percentile dice. It's these two. Roll those. Okay, 57, so that's under 60. So you're going to hop in the car, and they're going to start to nose you right as you turn the key. So you're going to...
Can I shoot from outside the window?
You could, or you could just try to... You don't have to fight them, you just run around.
I'll do that.
I mean, it's not like you're staying... You're laying low at this point.
Fair enough.
Okay, so you're going to drive around and turn a coat and fly up down the road.
Down the road. Cool.
Okay, so you have... Evaded justice at a small town, stolen, shot a man and stolen his car, and you are continuing down the road on your path to whatever you're crazy trying to do.
Is there anything in space truck?
Actually, yes. They've got some rifles, none of them are as good as yours, and some random technology, like computer, like radar stuff that you don't recognize with your training. So okay. Most likely, you know from your experience that they're called headhunters. So they're kind of like cyborgs that that steal their cyborgs' technology and stuff. They're sort of like technology, like computer bounty hunters.
Okay, it's kind of weird.
It is weird.
All right, I'm just gonna keep driving to the nearest city.
Okay, so you're gonna drive for about 7 hours.
Whew.
Yeah. Your craziness is getting to you because you're bored. So you're going to drive another 7 hours and you get to this massive, massive city.
Sweet. What's it called?
You don't know right now.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so you're going to get up to the gate and it's going to say, what's it called? Paradise City on it. It's the worst city ever. Okay, so you're going to get to it, and... Wait, just a sec. So if you've reached the gate to Paradise City, they're going to let you in. The grass is green, the girls are pretty. And you're going to find, like, a hotel and get a room for the night.
All right.
And try to find out a plan how you're going to evade justice and... Do whatever you're trying to do.
Is that just my job, evading justice?
Well, now it is.
I don't remember my backstory a ton. It was something like I got genetically modified and I just do whatever.
Yeah, that's how, the way most crazies work is that they get these brain implants. They're an experiment where they get these brain implants to make them like Captain America kind of, but it turned them into like a little bit crazy, and that's how it went wrong. And so there's a whole city full of crazies called Crazy Town. Because they're good at naming
places. Who would have known?
And so, yeah, it's real subtle. You get there and they're like, Crazy Town, that sounds like a nice place. So,
Alright.
So, yeah, so maybe you'll try to get out in touch with your buddies. Maybe.
I have crazy buddies now?
No, the dude you met at the place. Oh. So maybe you'll try to do that, maybe you'll not do that. We'll find out on the next episode of Riffs, which may not happen. Okay, so thanks for listening to the Criminal Podcast. It's been Rory and...
Owen.
Cool.
If you really want to... if you guys are interested in Riffs, we're just hopping from RPG to RPG right now. So if you really want us to play Rifts again, make sure to leave a comment on our newly...
I promise Rifts is a really fun game. It's just more fun when you've got more than two people
playing it. So probably what we're going to do, we're going to bring Lucas in because...
Yeah, Lucas and Jonah.
Oh, yeah. All right, so thanks for listening, guys. Keep the comments coming.
And if you'd be interested in being on Crit 1 Podcast, I've set up a Roll20 thing at most of the way. So if you either could help with setting up Roll20 or you'd like to play with us, we can do that. So sometime. And if you'd like to play Rifts or some other game, just recommend one to us, and we'll either review it, tell you how to play it, play it ourselves, or maybe play it with a listener. So, yeah.
All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Right.